Well, you know, 2023 was definitely a challenging year, and our performance reflects those challenges.
Katie Farmer is president and CEO of BNSF.
We know that we need to, for our customers, we need to be work on our cost structure. And our business...
Meaning lower prices?
No, what it means is that we need to be efficient and productive. We know that we need to offer industry-leading service. We need to get everything we can out of our assets, and we need to get value for what it is that we do. Our business very closely tracks the industrial and consumer economies, and so we need to evolve and we need to adjust, and we know we need to do more relative to costs.
And she says the industry is transforming.
Our business is really in a transitional period. We're seeing our portfolio move to be much greater percentage of that portfolio in intermodal. And as you know, there's a lot of truck capacity right now, so there's some headwinds with that. We're also seeing the structural decline of coal. And so what we need to focus on is really being aggressive relative to our cost structure, making sure that we're giving our customers a competitive cost structure and good industry-leading service so that they can be competitive in their markets. I would say also that during 2023, we worked to extend contracts with our customers, brought new volume onto the railroad, and we start the first quarter of 2024 with increased volumes and a record market share in intermodal.
And it's important to remember the capital investment that's required.
A large percentage of that $4 billion capital goes to maintaining our infrastructure. As you know, we maintain our own infrastructure, and we have to do that because we have to give customers a reliable service product. We have to maintain an infrastructure that's safe for our customers, but we're also investing in expansion as well. One of the projects that we're excited about is the Barstow International Gateway in California. We affectionately refer to it as BIG, and it's going to be an intermodal hub with adjacent land where our customers can co-locate adjacent to that hub. You know, back during the supply chain challenges, you saw a lot of the vessels that were queuing up at the ports of LA and Long Beach. This is an opportunity for us to improve the efficiency and the productivity of the supply chain through the ports of LA and Long Beach by taking that freight, moving it through the Alameda corridor into that new facility in Barstow, which really gives us the opportunity to offer customers, a sustainable solution, a really competitive option where we can offer new services to the interior of the country.
As if navigating that is not enough, the California Air Resources Board approving their end-use locomotive regulation, calling on 0% emission locomotives by the end of 2030.
It's a real challenge for us right now because there's no viable technology right now, and certainly within the time frame that the California Air Resource Board is proposing, there will not be zero or near zero emissions locomotives. The challenge with this regulation is that if CARB is granted the waiver by the EPA, we believe that the fund that we would have to pay into would cost BNSF about $800 million a year. So not only is the technology not there, but the cost that the American consumer would bear because of this would be really devastating to the economy. And, you know, that's the really unfortunate part about all of this is that rail handles 40% of the long haul in this country, and we really only account for about 0.5% of the greenhouse gas. So the unintended consequence of this is there'd probably be more traffic moving by truck over the road. And so, we have grave concerns with this. And the concern is that if the EPA allows us to go forward, my concern is that there'll be 17 or 18 more states that will adopt this, which if this does go into effect, we would seriously have to look at our investment in our Barstow International Gateway project.
Farmer recently on CNBC's Squawk Box. It's agriculture today.
What if you could cut your cottonseed costs by up to 2/3 without sacrificing yield or quality? Introducing Ton Buster Elite from Brownfield Seed and Delinting. Ton Buster Elite is an exceptional conventional cotton variety that's widely adapted from tough dryland acres to high-yield farms. It's large-seeded with tremendous early-season vigor and yields on par with the competition. Boost your bottom line with Ton Buster Elite from Brownfield Seed and Delinting. Visit brownfieldseed.com.
West Texas Attachments is your one-stop shop for skid steer attachments for your farm, ranch, or dairy. Whether you need hay spikes, buckets, brush and rock grapples, brush mowers, or post drivers, West Texas Attachments has them. West Texas Attachments serves the entire Texas Panhandle, South Plains, and Low Rolling Plains, and they offer low-cost delivery to your area. When it comes to your skid steer attachments, look no further than West Texas Attachments. Call Brad at 806-548-7167 or visit westtexasattachments.com to find the tools you need today.